It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be, oh, tee, that's so funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's not funny. This is unfortunately a very real reality for many men. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Kashir podcast. I'm your host, Austin Cree, and my friends, today we're going to discuss a topic that I've touched on before, but we're going to revisit it again today, and it's a double standards Christian women. Now, I understand a lot of people are going to be upset. A lot of people are probably going to be mad. But you know what? This isn't about feelings. This is about an unfortunate reality. Now, unfortunately, a lot of us, whether we grew up in the church, we currently go to church, all of these things are unfortunately all too real for many of us. And some of us continue to trudge through the jungles. And some of us are like, you know what? We're going to go our own way. We're going to do our own thing. And we're going to accept the reality. And we're not just going to sit here and try to make everything work when we're using fantasy and not reality as a reference point for our lives. So, what we're going to do, my friends, is before we hop into the meat and potatoes of today's show, I encourage you to comment, share your story. Because a lot of us, we have these stories, right? We're out here and we have dealt with this personally, or we used to deal with this and now we're signing off. We don't want to deal with this anymore. We've gone our own way. We've either lost faith, we've gone spiritual. A lot of us have this issue with a lot of Christian men I've met in my entire life. I grew up with these people. I talk to these people all the time. And even men I meet in the new churches that I go to, a lot of men have this desire of, I just want a good Christian woman. Their standards are not super high. Arguably, they're too low. But unfortunately, if it's not easy to find. Christian women seem to say they can't find Christian men, and Christian men seem they can't seem to find Christian women, but apparently it's the biggest religion in the world, and people seem to be having a disconnect. Now, those of us who understand male and female nature alike, we know what's actually going on here. It has less to do with religion and more to do with reality, but we're going to hop into it, and we're going to see what advice other people are giving each other. And I want you to share your thoughts and your comments below, and let me see how much of this resonates with you, or maybe you just have something you want to say and you want to get it off your chest. My comment section's open to you. My friends, let's get in. Let's stop messing around, and let's jump into this first video that says, 5 must-ask questions during courtship. And this is done by an African-American woman. We'll see what she got to say.
In the dating phase or the courting phase with a Christian man. 1, do you pray in tongues? Just cut to the chase. Do you pray in tongues?
What?
Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? And then the follow-up would be like, have you heard them pray in tongues? Because someone telling you that they have a prayer life versus someone actually having a prayer life are 2 completely different things. Trust and verify. 2, I'd be asking, what does their relationship with their pastor look like? This is important because as a man, he needs spiritual accountability in the flesh. There needs to...
Oh, in other words, don't be a horn dog. Is that what she's saying? Oh, don't you be horny. Don't be a horny dude. This is unacceptable. Be better. Is that what I'm hearing? Because that's kind of what it sounds like. Gentlemen, let me ask you a question. How many of you have dealt with this problem? Let me turn my light up a little bit. Gentlemen, let me ask you something. How many of you in your life have dealt with women who have these really high standards for you, but they didn't have high standards when they were 18, when they were younger than 18? Unfortunately, that's just how it works a lot of times. How many times have you seen a guy put in minimal effort and get maximum results? Meanwhile, you got to put in max effort just to get the minimum effort. Y'all ever seen that before? I know I have. And you know what's interesting is I've seen both sides of the spectrum. So women like this, I don't know her personally, but I just been finishing up college. I went to high school. I know these types of younger women. At least she looks like she's somewhat young. She looks like she's, what, 25, 30 maybe? Gentlemen, here's the issue right here, okay? A lot of women who are Christians like to double dip. They like to say that they want this nice Christian man over here, but then they'll mess around with Pookie and Shad and Tyrone on the other side. They'll mess with the guy they told you not to worry about, the guy that you don't even know about because you're naive. Christian men are often very naive to the unfortunate realities of female nature. With women want to have fun. They don't want to be bored. They want to be excited. They want to always have something going on, something to tell their girlfriends, something that they could post about on social media. And most Christian dudes are good men, and they're boring. Okay? That's why they usually come to you when they're 30, 35, 40, or even if they're 25, they've just been in the streets for an exorbitant amount of time, or they've made up, just been doing debaucherous things, they'll come back to you and they'll say, wait a minute, okay, I'll take you now that I'm, you know, bored, or that I need a break from the carousel. They'll find you then. But a lot of times these same women who have all these high standards, you got to ask yourself, where were these standards when you were 18 and at your prime? Where were these when you were 20 years old? See, I'm not saying that you have to do anything. I'm saying ask the question, because these kind of questions don't get asked in the church, which is why it's up to guys like me and guys like you watching this video to ask these questions for ourselves and warn other men that these women who ask these questions now, they weren't asking them before. These women who want to tell you about you being a man and having a good relationship with your pastor, meanwhile, they were out here in these streets getting their cheeks blown out. Guess what, my friends? I'm sorry to be vulgar, but at the end of the day, this is what is happening. And people don't want to accept this because they don't like it. Too bad. Unfortunately, it's happening.
It needs to be someone that you can call if that person gets out of line or out of pocket. That person needs to have some type of spiritual accountability in the flesh. No.
Oh, in other words, if you try to get anything from her, shame on you. That's what she said.
Number three, what's your relationship with your mom and your family look like?
Oh,
I need to know the dynamic. What's going on? How often do you talk to them? How often do you see them? What's the respect like? Long story short, you know what's going on. You know what's going on over there, because that is a direct reflection of potentially what could be happening with you and him. So you need to know. Get clear. Get very clear as to what the dynamic of the mother-son, mother-father relationship and dynamic is immediately, expeditiously. Number four, what are your financial obligations monthly?
So you know she mentioned money towards the end? Gentlemen, don't be fooled by this. Christian women are still women. Christian men are still men. The problem is Christian men in particular are taught to be naive. They're taught that, oh, you know what? If you just read the Bible, you go to Bible study, you do these things, don't worry, because everything's going to work out for you. Now, I'm not telling you it's not going to work out the way you want. Some people still have great marriages and great families. Unfortunately, that's what they're sold is the norm. It is not the norm. In fact, look at, if you want to test this theory right now, and you're seeing a woman, whether you're married to her, you're in a relationship with her, you want to be in a relationship with her, go to her Instagram, go to her TikTok, go to her Twitter, and look at who she's following right now, okay? And then follow those people, and then see what they post, because I can guarantee you, just like I might affect the way you think about things or another content creator, I can guarantee you, women are the same way. So if she's talking about all this, I have all these high standards for these men, but she's listening to Sprinkle Sprinkle. She's listening to Nicki Minaj. She's listening to these feminist women who talk about how you owe this and you deserve this and men should do this. I'm sorry, bro, but she's put on a front. It's not real. And then it begs the question, where are these rules for Chad? Where are these rules for Pookie? Where are these rules for the guys that she was attracted to who could buy her fries at McDonald's? Where were the standards for those guys? I'm sorry. I know this is not comfortable. I know you don't like this, but guess what? These are the double standards that a lot of men face. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't learn until it happens to us. And then we learn about it and we're like, oh, dang, I can't believe it. How did this happen? Why did this happen? How do I deal with this? What do I do? We all have this awakening moment where we see the world for what it is. The real question is, are you going to just kind of live in the fantasy of, well, if I just do X, Y, or Z, things are going to be fine? Or are you going to live in the world of, you know what, here is the unfortunate realities of the world, and I got to deal with it. I have to adapt. I have to adjust. I have to live in this reality, and I have to make do with what the cards that I have been dealt. Unfortunately, a lot of us have to make that hard choice. So, again, she mentions money towards the end because it's not something that if you say first, people are going to judge you. So people often leave these things towards the end. It'd be the equivalent of you being asked what you are attracted to in a woman and you list everything except for like looks last, as if you care about it last, when we all know that it's a lie. The same thing.
These are real questions. I didn't go into great detail about when you should ask these questions, but these are just things to have on your radar in no particular orders.
See, she just told on herself. She just confirmed what I just said.
So, yes. What are your financial obligations monthly? If it is a person who is not from the United States of America, higher chance that they have a financial obligation outside of your immediate home. So these are just questions that you want to know, because you just want to know, like, how much money are they obligated or responsible to send out monthly?
In other words, how much money is going to be left for me? Okay, thank you.
Or how much they're just giving monthly in general. Number five, and I really shouldn't have to mention this one, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Do you pay your tithes? I'm not arguing nobody over tithes and offering, and you shouldn't be either. Lee, that's just a really good question.
Another money one. And again, gentlemen, do I have to be the one to ask the question? Why is it that these things only seem to matter when they get a little bit older? Where is this conversation when you're younger? And if you're having it when you're younger, where's your boyfriend? Where's your husband? Where's your fiance? Because there are a lot of men who fall in this category right here. When you are a single Christian guy, a lot of Christian men can identify with this right here. Let's listen to it.
So how's your dating life going?
It isn't.
You haven't been on any dates?
No.
Met anybody?
No.
Are you even on dating apps?
No.
Plan on getting on dating apps?
No.
So you're just happy being single?
No.
Do you have a will to live?
No.
See? How many can identify with that right there? How many of you gentlemen can relate to that? Let's play it again.
So how's your dating life going?
It isn't.
You haven't been on any dates?
No.
Met anybody?
No.
Are you even on dating apps?
No.
Plan on getting on dating apps?
No.
So you're just happy being single?
No.
Do you have a will to live?
No.
See, a lot of Christian men fall in that category right there. There is tremendous truth in humor. And unfortunately, a lot of Christian men can identify with this guy right here. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be, oh, that's so funny. Yeah. No, it's not funny. This is unfortunately a very real reality for many men. And what they do is they get mad. They think that, oh, I'm just not looking in the right place. I'm just not doing it right. I'm just not waiting. I'm not praying enough. I'm not doing any of these things. See, gentlemen, I'm not telling you God can't jump in out of nowhere and give you something. He absolutely can. What I'm telling you is don't expect that. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not telling you that God is not going to come through. I can't in good faith say that. I'm not God. But what I am going to tell you is, look, we need to stop pretending like these Christian women are holier than you. Because they're not. No one's really holier than anybody. Everybody has their own problems. And unfortunately, a lot of Christian women have a past they don't want to discuss because it would make them look bad. And a lot of Christian men, they save themselves for marriage, and unfortunately a lot of times our wife doesn't. I know one of my best friends right now, he's dealing with that right now, and God bless him, he's a stronger man than I am to take the deal he's taking right now to get married. But I'm telling you, gentlemen, unfortunately that video is the message for a lot of men out here. I played a video, I think it was 2 days ago, about a guy who said he'd been single for 6 years, and he worked in the church. Single for 6 years, and the guy was, I think he's his late 20s. And he said that women would kind of get uncomfortable when, as soon as they found out that he was a working, like he was an underling minister, like he was training to be a minister or in the ministry field. And guess what? Women were put off by that. So-called Christian women were off put by that. Do you really think that that's an accident? No, it's not. So, gentlemen, I mean, I rest my case on that front, but let's go to this front. Let's see what this woman has to say. She says this is around purity culture. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what she's got to say.
Okay, I want to talk about something kind of rated R, so if you're a kiddo, I'd recommend you don't watch this video. There's my disclaimer. I feel like I can't be the only Christian that feels this way, but I also feel ashamed and embarrassed of this. I don't think it's wrong for me to feel this way, but...
What is it? What is it already?
If you feel the same way, can you please let me know? Because I want to know that I'm not alone and feeling like this. I'm saving myself for marriage. It's very important to me. I've only ever kissed 2 people, and...
Can I get a raise of hands who believes this? Can I get a raise of hands of anybody in the audience who believes this woman's only kissed 2 men and done nothing more? Can I get a raise of hands who believes that? Oh, nobody? Oh, that's what I thought.
Only one of them was willing, okay?
Wait, what? Wait a second. What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, I was willing to kiss him. One was not consensual. But I feel like with the society...
Larry, are you admitting that you SA'd somebody? Because that's kind of what I just heard.
...that we live in. I've become very defensive with my purity because I'm always frightened and feeling like it's being threatened and like people are going to try to... trick me or push me past my boundaries.
All right, because like It has nothing to do with your own desire, which you already signaled was there, on top of the lie that you said to you're a virgin. I don't believe that for a second, okay? Number one, even if she is one, it's not going to stay that way much longer. Let's just be totally clear on that. Secondly, ma'am, you expect us to believe that you are the victim in this situation? You do realize that you as a woman have the power over intimacy and the men have power over a relationship. You are aware of that, right? Just so we're clear, that's how the reality works. So for you to then say, oh, some dude's going to trick me out of my virginity. No. What's actually going to happen is you're going to be attracted to that man. You're going to want to be with that man. You're going to want that man to like you and get that validation from him. And then you're going to sleep with him. But he's going to have a lot of other women because I can guarantee you, I've been in this position where as soon as you have one woman, you can usually have access to two or three or four or more because that's how women work. That's how hypergamy works. The more women you have interested in you, the more women will be automatically intrigued by you and then ergo eventually interested. That's how it works. I wish I could tell you it didn't work that way, but that's unfortunately how life works. Let's continue.
So I feel like I put up this wall in this defense and I've noticed like, and it's honestly probably good in our faith that I'm not like really ever sexually attracted to people.
I don't believe that for a second either, but okay.
I'll find people attractive, but I'm not like, I never catch myself.
Stop virtue signaling, ma'am. I don't buy this for a second.
Like stumbling, being like, I could probably hit that. Like I've never had that thought.
Oh my God.
And I worry that like when I get married, I'm going to be like grossed out by sex.
What she's actually saying is she's unfortunately concerned that she's going to marry a guy she's not attracted to and doesn't want to have sex with. That's what she's saying. Okay, gentlemen, again, this is part of the double standard, okay? They'll tell you to be a good man, be a consistent man, be a caring man, be an emotional man, but guess what? Women don't inherently like that. They might like that when they're 40 and they've been through all these dangerous, rambunctious, rebel dudes, but not when they're this age right here. No, they don't. She's signaling that she likes Pookie, that she's actually been with Pookie, and then wants to pretend and tell you, who is Pookie, by the way? Maybe you don't know who he is. He's that guy that wears his hat backwards, the guy who maybe drives an edgy car in high school, maybe he was a drug dealer, maybe he was just the guy that did all the pranks, was the loud kid. You know who I'm talking about. Unfortunately, women like that guy and he wins when we were young. Now, they'll grow out of that phase. They'll find out that Pookie loses in the long term, but when they're young, he's exciting. He's better, he's more interesting and whatnot than you. But again, gentlemen, we're told as men that our virtue comes from being good men and that women like good men. The answer is no, they don't. Not all, not most of them, no. And we instead want to look for a unicorn instead of seeing reality. Let me ask you guys a question. Does anybody believe this woman on the screen is actually a virgin and that she's anything of what she's saying? The very fact that she frames it as if she's a victim of men looking at her is very suspect immediately. But okay.
Like, what if I don't, like, what if I freaked myself out and defended myself and avoided it for so long that I'm just going to be, like, completely petrified?
Does anybody want to sign up for this? Does this sound like a good deal to anybody? Does anybody want to marry this woman? Let me know. Please let me know in the comments.
I really hope that's not the case, but that is a worry on the back of my mind. But whenever I worry about it, I'm just like, God, take this worry, because this ain't happening right now. I'm not even dating somebody, and I'm putting this in your hands and trusting you with it. But it is something that I think about sometimes, and I was curious to know if any...
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to stop the video right there. Let me ask you a question. How many of you actually believe what she was saying? Now, it could be true. I think she was telling somewhat of the truth there. What I don't think she was telling the truth about was, number one, we all know you're not a virgin. Okay? You don't have the virtue signal. I prefer honesty. Number two, I don't like how we're setting it up as if you're the victim when you hold all the power and that dynamic. You even admitted as much when she allegedly admitted to basically kissing a guy against his will. Did we forget about that part? Yeah, I didn't forget about that part. And yet you want to... So, in other words, you're making the first move, but you would have me believe that you're cutting it off right there. Yeah, I'm not buying it for a second. But you know what? Apparently, a lot of women, Christian women, are afraid of being single forever. And apparently, maybe that's a new strategy they're using. I mean, because according to this woman right here, she's got advice for Christian women who think they're going to be single forever, which, if, let's be honest, if you were a Christian woman of high virtue and you actually liked a good man, you could have that guy. But instead, they want Chad, the good-looking, attractive guy who makes a lot of money, who's also a Christian. They want that guy. They don't want the average Christian guy, because if they did, they could have him right now. But they don't. So make that one make sense. In the meantime, while you're trying to make it make sense, let's go to the next video.
This is for the girl who thinks that she's going to be single for the rest of her life. For the girl that's like, there is just not a man that God has for me. This person does not exist. I'm going to be alone forever. First of all, God sees you. He knows exactly where you are. He has you here for a reason. He empathizes with your frustration and...
Give me Chad. That's what they're praying. Please give me Chad. I want Chad, but I want him to also pray and go to Bible study. God, please.
Your hurt and your disappointment, he sees it, he's with you in it. But God is sovereign. And that means that he is above all things and knows all things. He is sovereign over the world, over your life. Let me tell you, the way that God can just pull things out of thin air and place them into your life is wild.
What are we... In other words, don't trip if you're still kind of have SLUT tendencies. Don't worry about it, because God's going to save you and only God can judge you. Okay.
He is a God of the impossible and a way maker and a miracle worker. It is not time to give up hope. Watch him just do it. Watch him put it all perfectly into place.
Ma'am, I can't help but notice... Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see a ring on your finger. So you're going to preach this information when it hasn't worked for you, at least from what I've seen so far. So again, we're not off to a great start.
It's going
to
blow your mind. And if things seem impossible right now, then it is the perfect stage for the Lord to bring.
See, I don't see no ring. Y'all see that? I don't see a ring. And yet she's talking about how, oh, it's going to work this miracle. I need you to put this man, I mean, Chad, I mean, this man in your life. And everything's going to work out. Well, clearly, it hasn't been working out for you. I don't see no ring on that finger. All I see is a ring in the nose, which is a huge turnoff to most traditional men that you claim to be appealing to. But okay, we'll continue with this.
Bring a miracle into your life and to give him the ultimate glory.
Okay. See, here's the problem. You have women like this giving advice to other women about... she's one of these like dating coaches who are more of a... They teach people about dating and marriage, meanwhile they're not married. And you might say, oh, Austin, what are you doing about my relationship and you're not married? I don't tell men to get married. So, I don't need to be married to talk about it because I'm not telling you to get married. Versus women like that are trying to tell women, oh, don't worry, God will give you Chad. I mean Chad, who is a Christian guy. And all you gotta do is just sit there and God's gonna like just drop him in your lap. I mean, I could pray for $1 million. Doesn't mean God's going to give me $1 million. And again, I don't hear anybody talk about, hey, God, I'm going to pray for this. And while I'm praying for this, I'm going to put myself in a position to receive this. In other words, I'm going to stop being someone who's in the streets. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop acting like a strag. I'm going to stop trying to chase Chad. I'm going to stop doing these things. They don't tell you that part, though. They don't do that. That's the equivalent of me saying, hey, God, I want $1 million, but like, can I just, like, not do anything, not work very hard, not gain any new skills, not apply for a job, not work for it? Can I just, like, get $1 million for nothing? Because that would be great. That's the equivalent. What's the difference between that and a woman saying, hey, I want a great, virtuous, masculine, amazing, Chad, Christian guy. What, meanwhile, I'm not acting, like, I'm dressing like a woman who's not more of the knight than of the church, and I'm not appealing to that man in any way. I'm not dressing like it, I don't talk like it, I'm not acting that way, and then they want to pretend like, oh my goodness, why isn't this happening for me? It doesn't make any sense. But gentlemen, this all comes back to this conversation of double standards. They'll have these standards for you, but they won't have these standards for another guy. And then you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, why? Why is this the case? And unfortunately, a lot of the time, It's because you are not that guy. You are not the guy she's super attracted to. You are the guy who's present, not the guy who she was had a passion for. Unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. A lot of women who get married don't get married to the guy who gets them wet. It's the guy who they can get provided for. Now, I'm saying every person will do that. Again, before the, not all police come to my channel, I'm not saying everyone is going to do that, because there are exceptions. But the exceptions don't make the norm obsolete. In fact, it makes the norm even more present. Fact is, we have to decide, are we going to adapt or are we going to be in denial? And my friends, you got to make that choice for yourself. And only you can make that choice. My friends, if you have anything you want to add, anything you want to talk about, you want to share your story, please leave it in the comment section. I would love to listen to it. I think other men as well would like to know that, hey, I'm not as alone as I think I am. Because a lot of Christian men, they don't have the will to talk about this. They're scared. They're scared they're going to get judged. They're scared their pastor is going to judge them. The women and the men in their church are going to judge them. You know, there's no judgment for me. Even if you vehemently hate everything that I just said, I'm not going to judge you for it. You're entitled to your opinion. And I'm not going to delete your comment. I'm not going to tell you to go away. I'm not going to do any of those things. At the end of the day, everybody goes through the stages of grief with this reality. Some of us are in denial. Some of us are angry. Some of us are trying to still negotiate. And some of us, very few, but some of us have come to accept this reality that Christian women are not all that much different than secular women with what they want, what they desire, and ultimately, usually, how things end. Friends, care yourselves. In the meantime, don't be afraid to leave your thoughts, your comments below. I look forward to seeing you next time. Peace.